The Marja offensive is expected to last several more weeks, and the American military is trumpeting the role of Afghan soldiers.
There are some 4,500 Afghans, more than 1,000 or so more than that in U.S. forces that are there.
That's Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen.
It's well planned. Afghans are in the lead.
But Afghans in the lead is somewhat misleading. A senior military official privately acknowledges the lead means Afghans planning the operation, meeting local tribal elders in Marja, not leading in combat. The combat performance of Afghan soldiers is spotty, according to numerous reports from the field. The Americans are providing the artillery, air power, logistics, and suffering more of the casualties.
You don't forge armies out of nothing. It takes a long time for units to become cohesive and to learn their tasks properly.
James Danley is a retired Army officer who trained Iraqi forces. He says a problem in Afghanistan is that for years, Afghan units were kept on the periphery of U.S.-led operations. They were never real partners. And Danley says while that's beginning to change,
it could take a long time.
Just how long is a central question for President Obama's Afghanistan strategy. The president wants to start removing some U.S. troops by the summer of 2011, turning over responsibility to Afghan forces. They may not be ready. In a secret memo last fall, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, says, quote, "We overestimate the ability of the Afghan security forces to take over." The memo was later leaked to the press. Retired Lieutenant General David Barno thinks Eikenberry may be too pessimistic. Like Eikenberry, Barno once commanded U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Barno says success in Marja could turn things around in the south.
Yeah, it could look quite a bit different here 6 months or a year from now.
That will depend on better governance and better security.
But I think, you know, the Afghan army is going to provide a key part of that. This, in some ways, may be the first time that the people down there actually see their army in action. And I know all, during my experience there, that was an eye-opening experience.
Just getting the army into the field has been a struggle. That's because of drug use, illiteracy, a small paycheck. The Afghan government has increased pay. That's helped. But senior American trainers like Major General Dave Hoag are having a hard time recruiting, especially among the country's largest ethnic group, the Pashtuns.
Now, we do have an issue as far as getting Afghans from the south, Pashtuns mainly. And so that's one of those things that will continue to be a challenge as far as maintaining an ethnic balance.
Why is it a challenge in recruiting in the south?
I think a part of that is because of, that's kind of been the heartland of the Taliban movement in a lot of cases.
The heartland. Officials say three-quarters of insurgents in the south were born and raised there and did not come from neighboring Pakistan like most insurgents in the east. For the Afghan army to be seen as legitimate in the south, more soldiers have to come from there. That's not the way it is now. Most military-age males in the south are already fighting. They're just fighting for the Taliban. That's not Hoag's only worry. Here's another. Large numbers of Afghan soldiers are going AWOL or not reenlisting.
So what that means is we got to retain more and we got to recruit more to make up for the attrition.
Recruiting is going better outside the South. Hoag says nationwide in December there were nearly 9,000 recruits for the Army. That's double the number from just a few months earlier. But that recruiting success has revealed still another problem: finding instructors from NATO countries to turn the Afghan recruits into soldiers. Hoag says the Allied training effort is still short, about 1,900 trainers. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.